Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Publishing the gender pay gap by Irish companies is now obligatory and sometimes highlights large individual discrepancies. But we don't get an aggregate picture of the difference in what men earn and their female equivalents. Now, PwC has looked at the gender pay gap for 500 Irish firms, and it shows an average pay gap of 11.2%, down from 12.6% the previous year. Dún O'Doherty is PwC's people leader and workforce tax partner. Good morning, Dún.
Morning, Joe.
Remind us about the gender pay gap obligations and how long it's been in force.
So gender pay gap legislation has been in force in Ireland for the last 2 years. So the reports that you mentioned there are these companies' second reports. Now, a number of companies would have voluntarily published it in the run-up to the legislation being enacted, but this is the second year that they had to do so.
No, and you surveyed more than 500 larger Irish companies, 250 or more.
Correct.
The trend is definitely in the right direction.
The trend is definitely in the right direction. In fact, it's probably ahead of other countries who were before us in introducing gender pay gap. So the legislation in the UK was initiated in 2017. And in that first year, they noticed only a 0.2% reduction. So it's not monumental this year in Ireland, but it is ahead of where other territories would have been.
It's notable. And which sectors had the most pronounced gaps?
So no real change in the leaderboard from a gender pay gap perspective.
Leader or loser board?
Leaderboard and also the largest gender pay gaps. And probably no surprises. Legal remains there, insurance, aviation, construction. But there were movers. So the biggest decrease was actually in the aviation sector, notwithstanding that it still has the biggest gap. So there was a decrease in the aviation sector, the manufacturing sector and the transport sector. Increases were seen in the legal sector, in the
increases in the gap.
Increases in the gap, legal, entertainment and utilities. The lowest gap overall remains in the charity sector, the governmental sector and the retail sector.
Is that because there are far more women working in those sectors?
Yeah, more women working and more senior female representation across those sectors. Remember, what the pay gap analyses is average hourly earnings of men and women. So it really tends to point toward a lack of female, senior female representation in an organisation if there is a large pay gap.
You heard the comments from Olivia Colman, one of the finest actresses in the world.
I did, and it's interesting to know that it not only applies to the sectors that I've mentioned, but also the entertainment and acting section as
well. Which is a very well-paid sector. Is there any evidence that some sectors or companies consciously are not trying to close the pay gap?
I think it's probably too early to tell. I think there's a couple of reasons, specifically in the Irish context. Let's not forget that the vast majority of these companies published their first gender pay gap in December 22. And for the majority, that would have been the first indication that they may have had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Roll forward 6 months, June, they had to choose a snapshot date, and they're reporting on 12 months data back from June 23. So mm-hmm. a very short period of time where they could take any corrective action, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing about it is the gender pay gap you have to put a long-term lens on it, Joe. It's not something that you're going to be able to eradicate overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, some of the measures that companies take could actually increase their gender pay gap in the short term. So the example I use is a company that realises it has a large gap, decides to go to the market and hire a lot of female graduates, let's say. Mm. Their intentions are right. They want to nurture this female talent to stay with them and to kind of reach those upper echelons. But if they don't change the representation at the higher level and bring in a lot of lower paid female graduates, they will ultimately increase their gender pay gap in the short term.
Mm.
So while their intentions are right, it'll take a number of years to actually work its way through the system.
Is it legal to specifically say, I'm going to hire female staff?
I think I would be cautioning against that. I'm a firm believer that it's the right person for the job. And I don't think that's which I'd advocate for.
But so you've just said that quite a few companies said we're deliberately aiming to hire more women. Is that legal?
I'm not a legal expert. What I was giving as an example of an effort they could take to reduce the gap and the impact that would have on gender pay. What I'd be saying to all organisations is look at your recruitment paths. Mm. Apply a very inclusive, diverse lens to it. And one of the ways which we're going to see come down the track under the EU Pay Transparency Directive is that organisations will no longer be able to ask their candidates what their previous earning history was, which from a female representation perspective may actually be very beneficial, because it prevents companies kind of benchmarking or, you know, pegging
right.
someone in at a particular
someone
salary
says,
level.
Well, I was on 100k, and they say, well, I need to give the guy 110 to keep the guy. Dune, thanks very much for coming
thanks,
in.
Thanks, Joe.
That's Dune O'Doherty, PwC Ireland, a people leader and workforce tax.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.